The Neo Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie.
Hello, everybody, dear friends, Vanakkam. How do you make a silly joke while seeming smart and cool? Or the other way around, using silly words to make a subtle joke? This is the challenge that today our two chroniclers will have to face without possible rest. Will they pass this test without faltering, without failing, without capitulating? Nothing is certain.
But what do I see here? Is that true? Giuseppina, it's been a long time since I last saw you.
It's a Giuseppina, dai.
Oh, c'est bon, c'est bon. It's crazy how you change in so little time. But what's happened to you? Did you become a post-intellectual? You did not realize anything? Anyway, I'm glad to see you.
Grazie, Marcello. It's Giuseppina. How many times after so many years? But me too, Marcello. However, I would like to point out to you that I almost also didn't recognize you. It is not really that you've changed. No. It looks like, I don't know, you got worse, or rather, more like aspects of your personality that are amplified, invisible to the naked eye, but really perceptible. You know, with this inner vision that I have since my childhood, and that I have cultivated without great effort, I must say, but which makes me never fault. You also seem tired. Am I wrong?
Oh, la, 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 la. You cannot know. I'm tired, exhausted.
But that is what I see. You are totally worn out, completely.
No, not at all, Giuseppina, not
at all. Giuseppina, dai, Marcello, Giuseppina.
Ma no, Giuseppina, I'm not at all tired.
Ma yes, Marcello, completely. Ma yes, completely.
No. I was playing the fool. I was kidding. I was joking in a dadaist, surrealist, situationist, ecologic, neoplatonist, way. Maybe even in a crypto-platonist way. Okay, so do you realize crypto-platonist, it is something all the same?
Precisely. It is easy to hide behind a neo-contemporan humor that is nothing neo in particular. But you, Marcello, whom I have known so brilliantly journalistic, always ready to investigate the misfortune and pleasure of our city, on the diplomatic relation between the working committee and the FIMMC, between the Auroville Council, the RAS and the entry board, even the stories of dogs and cat fights. You were interested. The invasion of wild pigs in the Greenbelt. You know, everything. The holes on our road. The removal of plastic packaging at PTDC. Everything. Yes, everything was for you a subject of interest to reveal by all means to our community. But tell me, where is this Marcello that I knew?
But he's here in front of you, Giuseppina.
No, I'm not so sure.
But it is your problem. It's not mine.
No, Marcello, this is our problem. This chronic depends on our mutual objectivity. We do not have the right, Marcello, you hear me?
Yes.
Not the right to approach existential problem with carelessness and irresponsible lightness. You hear me?
Yes.
It is our duty to be demanding, precise, clear and honest.
But of course, Giuseppina.
Giuseppina, ma dai, Marcello!
Giuseppina! It's too difficult for me. But I also ask myself these questions. Where is the Giuseppina that I know? Where is she? Where? Please, can somebody tell me where is she?
Ma dai, Marcello, nobody will answer. You know it, Marcello. Deep, deep down, you know it. Admit it.
Of course I admit it. But where is the woman journalist who traveled the world to record the song of a depressed bird, able to cross the jungle to listen to and notify the sound of the fall of a deaf leaf from a coccolifer, able to dive into the Antarctic to swim with the humpback seals, or closer to home to really understand the guideline of the Housing Board and to make a readable yet at the same time laughable synthesis without hiding the conviction of each one as the error of all. Where is she, this Guisepida?
Marcello, grazie, ma who is not able to see, sees nothing. Your eyesight is falling more and more, and your myopic glasses on your aquiline nose are useless, dear friend, useless. That is the problem with the boomer like you. Your dialectic eat away at your lucidity, like mice eat dry bread.
Yes, 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 but the little mouse tell me that she see you hanging onto your smartphone like a paranoiac acariat who always want to know what is going on in the tunnel when not much is happening there. Here is the truth, dear colleague.
Well, yes, dear colleague, it is our time to do our self-criticism, to review our commitment to the news and to synergize our own antagonistic and complementary forces so that our listeners perceive more this invisible humor, which is our raison d'être and the pride of Oroville Radio.
But they know it.
Insomma.
But of course they know it. Our listeners know it very well.
Bon.
And for a long time, they understood very well that this invisible humor was concretely audible. And that this phenomenon was happening every Friday in live at 10:30 a.m. I am sure of it.
Well, if you put it like that, I'm sure of it too. It's a radio miracle. Who could have said it otherwise? Eh? Nobody. Person.
Person. There is nobody.
If there was someone, we would have known.
Of course, right away. This thing we know immediately.
Yes, immediately.
As there is nothing, we know it.
Yes, even those who listen to us by podcast on the site of Oroville Radio, they never complain.
Yes, never complain. No complain. Nothing. It's beautiful.
It's exceptional.
It's especially rare.
It's very rare.
Do you think our chronic is a unifying chronic?
Absolutely. It harmonizes quietly with fantastic intrinsic strength, Marcello.
Yes, it's fantastic. That cannot be taken away from us. It is due to our very subtle humoristic ability.
Absolutely, we are the subtle of the subtle. You know, Marcello, I never told you, but I really like what you do, sincerely.
Oh, thank you, Giuseppina.
Giuseppina, dai, Marcello.
Oh, sorry, all time, like I'm not able to tell me your name again.
Giuseppina.
Ah, Giuseppina.
Bravo, finalmente.
Yeah, sorry, but I also like what you do a lot. I have already told you several times.
Really? When is that?
But what? You don't remember? But every Friday at 10 a.m. in live.
No, at what time exactly? In live?
But, yes, now, just now, like now, at 10:30.
Ma fantastic, allora see you next Friday.
Me too, I will see you next Friday.
Grazie, Marcello.
You will be there next Friday?
Absolutely.
At what time?
I think at 10:30.
In live. Oh, that's fantastic. Bye-bye, see you.
See you, ciao, caro Marcello.
Bye-bye.
Giuseppina, Marcello, dai.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.